我们谢谢敬拜团带给我们的诗歌。
We want to give thanks for the praise team for leading us in the worship.
求神来开我们的眼睛，让我们能够看见他的荣耀。
May the Lord open our eyes so that we can see his glory.
看见那十字架的荣耀。
And see the glory of his cross.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你，早晨我们来敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this opportunity that in this morning we can come in your sanctuary to worship you.
让我们能够在你面前降服。
That we can humble ourselves before you.
让你自己和你的话语来彰显在我们眼前。
May your words and you yourself be manifested before us.
让我们看见你的荣耀，让我们能够跟随你。
That we can see your glory and that we can follow you.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们下个周末是宣道周末。
So next weekend is going to be a mission weekend.
我是想说我们先来预备好心，让我们能够来思想主给我们的大使命。
And may I ask you to just prepare our hearts and to ponder over this great commission the Lord has given us.
我们下一周请了黄约瑟牧师来到我们当中。
And we have invited Pastor Joseph Wan to come among us.
他也是马来西亚人。
He is also a Malay.
他跟我是在同一州、同一个城市里头出生的。
We actually were from the same city, the same province.
但是我以前不认识他。
But I didn't know him.
是在几年前在芝加哥的退休会冬令会里头认识他。
I got to know him during the Christmas conference in Chicago several years ago.
他的女婿在这个欧洲做宣教士。
His son-in-law is a missionary in Europe.
你们可能有些人认识他因为他常常在网络上画画漫画。
Maybe some of you know him. He's always sharing his cartoon, his comics on the internet.
那一次呢，这个冬令会的时候，我们又碰到另外一个，神学生，一位姐妹。
And during the Christian conference, in the Christmas, we met another seminary student, a sister.
她也是同一个地方来的。
And she's also from the same area.
所以那一次我们四个人就照了一张相。
So the four of us, we took a picture together.
神呼召他后来到宣教士传福音。
God called him to be a missionary, to spread his gospel.
所以我相信有不同的人在团契的群里头有发他的这个他个人的简介。
And I know that a lot of you have shared in different fellowships,some descriptions about himself.
我鼓励大家大概30分钟鼓励大家看。
And the video is about 30 minutes, so I encourage every one of you to watch it.
所以下一周是一系列的信息，我们从周五、周六、礼拜天跟主入学。
The next weekend, we're going to have a series of messages starting from Friday evening all the way through Sunday.
周五、周六是七点半开始。
And on Friday and Saturday, we'll start at 7:30.
有一首歌呢，叫做《宣教的中国》。
And there is a song who's China on Mission.
很多人都会唱。
A lot of the people know how to sing it.
这是一首歌这是一首很多基督徒误解的诗歌。
This is a song misunderstood by a lot of Christians.
以为它是叫人去传福音到中国。
Some may think that it's actually a song encouraging people to go to China to spread the gospel.
如果你仔细看的话，它不是一首叫人家传福音到中国的歌。
But however, if you take a closer look, this is actually not a song encouraging people to go to China to spread the gospel.
当然是说到作者有个意象。
But it's actually talking about this vision.
他要唤醒沉睡的中国。
And he's trying to wake up the China who is sleeping.
唤醒沉睡的中国做什么？
And what is the purpose of waking up the sleeping China?
唤醒沉睡的中国做一个宣教的中国。
To wake up China so that it can be a country, a nation on mission.
一个宣教的中国是怎么样子的
？What is a nation on mission, a China on mission looks like？
一个宣教的中国乃是把福音传到世界每一个角落。
A China on mission will spread the gospel to every corner of the world。
我们来唱这首诗歌。
So let's sing the song。
我跟我的小孩特别把英文的歌词把它弄得容易唱一点，所以我们先唱英文的，然后我们再唱中文的。
And the pastor and his children have translated the lyrics into singable English lyrics. So let's sing the English version first. Please arise.
Like a creeper's cry, filling our midsummer sky. There is a voice echoing deep inside my heart. The Holy Spirit urges me to go. I'm marching on to Jerusalem.Kingdom of God. The Great Commission I will keep, waking China from its sleep. Though my blood may be shed, I will never turn my head. I will be steadfast through it all, waking China to its call. Preach the gospel to all corners of the Jerusalem, 风霜雪雨一直更坚定，我要传扬传扬主的名，是要得胜在神的国度里，我带着使命向前走，要唤醒沉睡的中国，纵然流血的时候，我也永远不回头。我带着异象向前走，要看到宣教的中国，将福音传遍世界每个角落。请坐。
Please be seated.
歌词说中国人需要醒来。
And the lyric says that the Chinese people needs to wake up.
成为宣教的国家。
And to be a country on mission.
宣教到世界各地各民族。
To spread the gospel to all corners of the world.
可是很多基督徒在唱这首歌的时候，总是以为他是在说传福音到中国。
However, a lot of the Christians mistake this song when they are singing it, that it's actually talking about spreading the gospel into China.
我很多年唱这首歌也都是这么认为的。
And for many years, when I was singing this song, I had the same thought.
这也反映到我们华人基督徒一直以来没有办法突破的地方。
And this also is a reflection of the bottleneck that the Chinese Christian failed for such a long time to break through.
说到传福音，我们谈的总是传福音给华人。
And talking, when we talk about spreading the gospel, we are always referring to evangelizing the Chinese people.
我们华人基督徒呢， 从某个角度上、程度上来说，就好像约拿。
And to some extent, our Chinese Christians are just like Jonah.
今天我要跟你们思考约拿这个人，题目叫约拿之道。
And so today we're going to discuss about this person of Jonah, and the topic is Jonah knew.
约拿知道什么？
What does Jonah know?
我们大部分人对约拿的印象就是约拿呢，听到神呼召他去尼尼微城。
And a lot of the people have this, impression that about Jonah is that Jonah heard this calling from the Lord to go to the city of Nineveh.
约拿不要去，他就逃了。
And Jonah refused to go, and then so he was on the flee.
在海中碰到大海中碰到大风浪。
And he had met this storm, this tempest in the sea.
然后水手就把他丢到海里。
So the sailors hurled him into the sea.
神就让一只大鱼把他吞到鱼肚子里面，这是我们最熟悉的故事。
And God appointed a big fish to swallow up Jonah into his belly, and this is our the most familiar story that we knew.
然后约拿后来从鱼肚子出来之后，就再回到尼尼微城去传。
After Jonah was spit out of the belly of the fish, he went to Nineveh to spread the gospel.
这是我们知道的。
And this is what we know.
但是约拿知道什么？
But what did Jonah know?
约拿知道神给他的使命是什么。
And Jonah knew what the mission from God is.
约拿书一开始就记载神的使命，说你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊。
Jonah, in the beginning of the book of Jonah, it started actually with, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it."
神说起来去呼喊，这是神要约拿做的事。约拿知道。
God told Jonah to arise and go and to cry out. This is the commitment from the God, and Jonah knew.
但是约拿却起来，然后逃。躲避耶和华。
However, what Jonah did was that he arise and flee to, from the presence of the Lord.
他往反方向逃。
He actually went, to the opposite direction.
要逃到他失去。
All the way to Tarshish.
约拿知道神给他人生的使命是传信息给一些不认识的人，不认识神的人。
Jonah knew that, the commitment of the Lord to him was to spread the gospel to those who didn't yet know God.
约拿知道，但他却逃避他所知道的使命。
He knew, but he flee away. He fled away from the mission from the Lord.
约拿知道，他还知道什么呢？
And what else did Jonah know?
约拿知道，他所信的神是创造沧海瀚地之天上的神。
Jonah knew that the Lord is the Lord of heaven who made the sea and the dry land.
在一章八到九节这里讲。
In chapter 1, verses 8 to 9.
他说众人对他说，请你告诉我们，这是水手，这是在船上的水手，问约拿说，请你告诉我们，这灾临到我们是因谁的缘故？你以何事为业？你从哪里来？你是哪一国？属哪一族的人？他说，就约拿说，我是希伯来人，我敬畏耶和华，那创造沧海瀚地之天上的神。
So it says, then they said to him, and they actually refers to the sailors, the mariners on the ship. They said to him, tell us on whose account this evil has come upon us. What is your occupation? And where do you come from? What is your country? And of what people are you? And he said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven who made the sea and the dry land.
约拿知道他所信的神是谁。
Jonah knew who is the God that he believed in.
他却逃避神的面。
But he still fled from the presence of the Lord.
你从经文里面看的话，他听到神的呼召之后，他是吓到越怕，就吓到船上。
And what you can read from the scripture is that as soon as he heard the calling from the Lord, he went down to Joppa and went down into the ship.
他不单是吓到越怕，吓到船上，他还吓到船的底舱。
Not only did he went down to Joppa and went into the ship, but he also went to the inner part of the ship and lay down and was fast asleep.
因为约拿虽然知道他信的神是谁，他却要逃避。
Because even though Jonah knew who is the God that he believed in, he still decided to flee.
当神使海中起了大风大浪的时候，你看见水手们都在那里惧怕。
So when you see that God, when he hurled a big wind onto the sea, all the mariners, all the sailors, they were exceedingly afraid and they cried out to their gods.
他们在那个大风当中把货物抛在海中，要使船轻一些。
During the tempest, they hurled the cargo into the sea so as to lighten the ship.
在那许多紧张的动作当中，约拿却到底舱里头去睡觉。
However, during all these commotions, Jonah hid himself in the inner parts of a boat and fell fast asleep.
你知道为什么在大风浪里头约拿可以睡觉吗？
Do you know why Jonah was still able to sleep in the tempest?
因为约拿知道他信的神是创造沧海和地之天上的神。
Because Jonah knew that the God he feared is the God of heaven who made the sea and the dry land.
这不是称赞的话，这是很讽刺的话。
This is actually not a word of commendation, but a word of sarcasm.
一个认识神的人在逃避神的时候，他可以睡得着，因为他知道他的神掌管天地。
A person who knew God, who was able to sleep in the tempest because he knew that the God he feared is the God of heaven who created the sea and the dry land.
到一个地步，船主把他叫起来说，你这沉睡的人为什么这样？
To an extent that the captain actually came and said to him, what do you mean, you sleeper?
起来，求告你的神，或者神顾念我们，使我们不致灭亡。
He said, arise, call out to your God. Perhaps the God will give a thought to us.That we may not perish.
约拿知道，他知道他所信的神是创造沧海和地之天上的神。
And Jonah knew that the God, who he believes in, is the God of heaven who made the sea and the dry land.
约拿还知道什么呢？约拿知道，他甚至知道这个风暴的起因。
What else did Jonah know? He even know the cause of a tempest.
他也知道解决的方法。
And he also knew the solution of the storm.
在一章十二节，他告诉水手们说，你们将我抬起来抛在海中，海就平静了。我知道你们遭这大风是因我的缘故。
In chapter 1 verse 12, he said to the sailors, pick me up and hurl me into the sea, and then the sea will quiet down for you, for I know it is because of me that this great tempest has come upon you.
当约拿说他所信的神是造天地的神的时候，水手就大大的惧怕，问约拿说：“你做的是什么事？”
So when Jonah said, that the God he feared was the God who made the heavens and the sea, the sailors were exceedingly afraid and said to him, "What is this that you have done?"
约拿知道，约拿告诉他，他们说他在逃避神。
Jonah knew, and Jonah actually told them that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord.
你看他这里说，我知道你们遭这大风是因我的缘故。
So pay attention to here. Jonah said, I know. It's because of me that the great tempest has come upon you.
约拿说，你们只要把我抛在海里面，海就平静了。
And he said to them, you just have to pick me up and hurl me into the sea, and then the sea will quiet down for you.
原来水手从一开始都努力的要抢救全船的人。
And the sailors has been working so hard initially. They tried their best to save all the lives on board.
约拿是唯一一个知道解决的方案的人。
However, Jonah is the only one who knew the solution.
他却麻木的去睡觉了。
But he was so indifferent enough to go to sleep.
当约拿建议水手们把他抛在海中的时候，
When Jonah suggested that the sailors hurl him into the sea.
我常常在想，为什么他自己不跳到海里头？
And it always bothers me why actually he didn't just jump into the sea himself.
但是你看到水手还在那里多半的尝试，不愿意把约拿丢到海里头，要抢救他们和约拿的性命。
But the sailors actually they were still trying their best, not to hurl Jonah into the sea, but to save all of their lives and as well as the life of Jonah.
水手在抢救。约拿在麻木。
The sailors were trying to rescue, however, Jonah was so indifferent.
最后水手不得已之下才把约拿抛在海中。
And after trying all their methods and failed, the sailors actually had no more methods but to hurl Jonah into the sea.
约拿知道，他还知道什么？
Jonah knew. What else did he know?
他知道如何祷告。
Jonah knew how to pray.
当他被丢到海中的时候，他就向神祷告，向神呼求。
When he was hurled into the sea, he started to cry out to the Lord.
神就指定一条大鱼把他吞了。
And God appointed a big fish to swallow up Jonah.
在鱼肚子里面，他就向神再一次祷告。
And in the belly of the fish, Jonah continued to pray to God.
二章七节这里说，我心在我里面发昏的时候，我就想念耶和华，我的祷告进入你的圣殿，达到你的面前。
Chapter 2, verse 7, when my life was fading away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you, into your holy temple.
约拿不但知道怎么祷告，他还知道如何祷告得很生动。
Jonah did not only know how to pray, but he also knew how to pray beautifully and animatedly.
你看约拿书第二章他的祷告词。
So just look at all the prayers recorded in the chapter 2 of the book of Jonah.
我在这里上面给你们看的是从第二章第二节、第三、第四节、第五节、第六节、第七节、第八节、第九节，所有的祷告词都有圣经根据。
So starting from verse 2 all the way through verse 9, every single verse of prayer actually has the corresponding references in the Old Testament, in the book of Psalms.
诗篇第十八篇，诗篇第三十篇，诗篇第三十一篇，诗篇第一百零七篇。
Psalms number 18, 30, 31, 107.
他几乎把所有的诗篇都背下来了。
He was actually able to memorize all these psalms.
你在紧急的时候，你不会想说我背过什么诗篇。
When in distress, in a very distressing situation, probably you are not going to remember which psalms you could remember.
你在紧急的时候能够一口说出来，就表示这个诗篇都已经在你心里头背得滚瓜烂熟。
When you can utter the psalms without even thinking about it, probably it means you really have them in your heart.
约拿知道如何做一个生动的祷告。
And Jonah knew how to pray an animated, a beautiful prayer.
神也救了他。
And God actually saved him.
也把他再从鱼肚子里面再一次吐出来。
And so the fish vomited Jonah out of his belly.
吐在岸上，约拿就再一次去尼尼微。
And the fish spit him out to the dry land, and Jonah went to Nineveh again.
约拿知道。
Jonah knew.
他知道什么呢？
What did he know?
当他后来在从鱼肚子里面被吐出来的时候，就去尼尼微传神的审判。
So after he was spit out from the fish and went to Nineveh again, he went there to proclaim the judgment of the Lord.
他到尼尼微城走了一天，宣告说，再等四十日，尼尼微必倾覆了。
Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he called out, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown.
他宣告这个审判，并没有叫他们悔改，但是尼尼微城上上下下听了都痛悔。
Even though he only proclaimed the judgment, he didn't even mention the requirement for them to repent. But Nineveh, the entire city, from the greatest to the least, they all repented.
甚至尼尼微王都这么宣布，在slide 上面有。
Even the king of Nineveh also sent out this proclamation, which you can see from the slide.
王和大臣有令，人和牲畜都当披上麻布，人要切切求告神，个人回头离开所行的恶道，离弃手中的强暴，或者神转意后悔，不发烈怒，使我们不知灭亡，也未可知。
By the decree of the king and his nobles, that neither man nor beast herd nor flock taste anything, let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them call out mightily to God, Let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who knows? God may turn and relent and turn from his fierce anger so that we may not perish.
你特别注意这个最后几个字的未也未可知这四个字。
So pay special attention to the words, who knows?
尼尼微愿意悔改。
The people of Nineveh, they are willing to repent.
在他们痛悔之中，他们并不知道神会不会转意。
In their repentance, they don't really know if God is going to turn away, is going to relent.
他们在他们痛悔之中，他们不晓得神会不会怜悯他们。
In their repentance, they're not sure if God is actually going to show them mercy.
在他们痛悔当中，他们不知道神会不会不降祸。
In their repentance, they are not sure if God is going to withhold the disaster that he has planned.
他们不知道。
They are not sure. They don't know.
谁知道？
But who knew?
约拿知道。
Jonah knew.
约拿早就知道神会施恩。
Jonah knew so early on that God is going to show mercy.
当尼尼微城后悔的时候，约拿就不高兴，跑到城外的一个外面就坐在那里要看神怎么惩罚尼尼微。这个时候，约拿就对神说话了。
When the city of Nineveh decided to repent, Jonah was exceedingly angry, and he went out of the city to sit down and to see God destroying the city of Nineveh.
约拿说：“耶和华，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？我知道。”你是有恩典有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾。
And he prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord, is not this what I said when I was yet in my country? That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and relenting from disaster.
约拿早就知道。
Jonah knew already.
有人问，常常会问约拿在鱼肚子里面的祷告是不是他悔改了。
And some people would wonder if the prayers of Jonah from the belly of the fish is actually a prayer of repentance of him.
他是向神求救，他有没有悔改？
He was actually calling out for help to the Lord, but did he ever repent?
第四章他看到这个尼尼微城悔改之后，神怜悯他之后，他大发脾气，他说，我早就知道你一定会施怜悯的。
So in chapter 4, when Jonah saw that God relented from the disasters he planned to have on the city of Nineveh after they repented, he was exceedingly angry, and he said to the Lord, Lord, this is what I said when I was in my country, and he was so angry.
约拿第二章里头并没有真的在悔改。
So in chapter 2, Jonah didn't really wholeheartedly repent.
约拿知道，他知道神是蛮有恩典的神。
Jonah knew, he knew that God is a God full of grace and mercy.
这个时候神就要给约拿一个功课。
And here God is going to teach Jonah a lesson.
当约拿坐在这个尼尼微的城外等着神要毁灭城的时候，神就安排一个蓖麻生长遮盖约拿的头。
So when Jonah was sitting outside of the city of Nineveh waiting for God to destroy the city, God appointed a plant to grow over Jonah's head.
约拿因为这个蓖麻遮了他的头，太阳晒不到他，他就大大的欢喜。
So when Jonah saw that this plant came out and was giving shade to his head, he was exceedingly glad.
你读约拿书的时候，你发现约拿的这个，他的心情大大的发怒，大大的欢喜。
So when you are reading the book of Jonah, you can see the ups and downs of Jonah's emotion. Like when he was exceedingly angry, and then after a moment, he was exceedingly glad.
然后你就想到第一章他在遇到大风浪的时候他一点感觉都没有。
And then going back to chapter 1, when you saw him in the midst of a tempest, he was so indifferent.
等到第二天神又叫那个蓖麻枯死了。
And on the next day, God appointed the plant to wither.
日头就暴晒约拿的头。
And the sun was beating on the head of Jonah.
约拿就向神发怒，向神求死，说：“我死了比活的还好。”
And so Jonah was angry, and he said to the Lord, "It is better for me to die than to live."
神问他说：“你如此发怒，合乎理吗？”
And God questioned him, "Is it do you do well to be angry?"
约拿还顶嘴说：“我发怒至死，都合乎理。”
However, Jonah even talked back to God. He said that I do well to be angry, angry enough to die.
这时候，耶和华在第四章十节到十一节说：“这蓖麻不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜干死，你尚且爱惜，何况这尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左手右手的有十二万多人，并有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？”
And in chapter 4, verse 10 to 11, and the Lord said, "You pity the plant for which you did not labor, nor did you make it grow, which came into being in the night and perished in the night. And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city, in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left, and also much cattle?"
这个时候神让约拿看到约拿心中的所爱。
At that point of the time, God showed Jonah what he actually treasured in his heart.
约拿知道很多东西。
Jonah knew so many things.
但他只是爱令他舒服的蓖麻。
But the only thing that he loved was the plant that gave him comfort.
却不能体恤神对尼尼微城十二万多不认识真神的人的灵魂。
But he was not able to understand the love of God towards the 120 people in the city of Nineveh who yet know him, who could not tell the sin from righteousness.
我不晓得你有没有注意到，在第一章有一群的人不知道。
I do not know if you have noticed that in chapter 1, there was a group of people who didn't know.
水手们不知道。
The sailors, they didn't know.
他们不知道风暴是为什么发生。
They didn't know the cause of a tempest.
他们也不知道要怎么逃离风暴。
They didn't know how to escape from the tempest.
他们所不知道的，他们需要知道。
What they did not know, they actually needed to know.
我不晓得你有没有注意到，第三章又有一群人不知道。
And I'm not sure if you noticed again in chapter 3, there is another group of people who didn't know.
尼尼微城的人不知道。
The city, the people of Nineveh, they didn't know.
他们不知道神会不会施恩典。
They didn't know if God is going to show mercy.
他们不知道的地方，他们需要知道。
What they did not know, they needed to know.
这么多不知道的人当中，只有一个人知道。
Among all these ignorant people, there is only one person who knew.
就是约拿。
And this is Jonah.
同样的，今天呢？
Likewise, nowadays.
有很多人不知道。
A lot of the people don't know.
邻居那个年轻的夫妇不知道。
Our neighbor, this young couple, they don't know.
对街的老先生老太太不知道。
The old couple living across from the street, they don't know.
公司一起工作的这个同事们不知道。
Our colleagues working in the same company, they don't know.
在落后国家天天在饥荒中的人不知道。
Those people who live in the developing country, suffering from famine all day long, they don't know.
在先进国家街上，在街上天天忙碌的人也不知道。
And those living in the developed countries, walking on the streets, they don't know.
白皮肤、黑皮肤、黄皮肤的人有许多人都不知道。
People of different colors of their skins, white, yellow, black, they don't know.
有谁能够告诉他们？
Who can actually tell them?
让他们也能够知道呢?
So that they may know as well.
知道的人在哪里?
Where are the people who know?
在1942年的时候,
In the year 1942,
在中国教会开始了一个宣教的一个意向。
There is a vision started in the Chinese church.
一直以来中国都是接受外国的支持。
For a very long time, China has been the recipient of the support from foreign countries.
在1942年的时候，中国教会就开始想，我们自己也可以差派宣教士。
And in the year 1942, the Chinese church actually started to think that we can actually send out missionaries ourselves.
他们开始有一个朝西的这种宣教的这个念头。
And so they started to have the idea of westward evangelism.
所谓朝西就是把福音往西边传。
The so-called the westward evangelism, so to speak, is to spread the gospel towards the west.
从山西到甘肃到新疆，一直传到阿拉伯国家，最后传回到耶路撒冷。
From Shanxi to Gansu to Xinjiang, and through all these Muslim countries, and all the way back to the city of Jerusalem.
所以当时候中国教会有了这个意向。
So at that time, the Chinese church started to have this vision.
在1943年的复活节，在敬拜的时候，就有人在地上画了一个图。
So on the Easter, on the Easter Sunday worship on 1943, someone drew this map on drew this picture on the ground.
画着这个西北各省的地图。
And these are the maps of the northwestern provinces of China.
很多人受感动就愿意站在新疆省上面。
A lot of the people were moved, and they stood on the map of a province of Xinjiang.
他们立志要在西北地区去传福音。
And they are determined to spread the gospel in the northwestern part of China.
后来陆陆续续有人受感动，他说不单只是传到新疆，还要传到天下。
And many more people were moved as well. And then they said that they are not only going to spread the gospel to Xinjiang, but also to the entire in the entire world.
他们说从五旬节开始，福音基本上是往西传的，先传到欧洲，后来传到美国，现在传到中国，现在中国要接棒，继续传，最后传回到耶路撒冷。
And they said that from ever since the Pentecost, the gospel has been spread westward, first from Jerusalem, then to the Europe, then to the Americas, and then to Asia, and now to China. China has taken the baton, and they are going to continue to spread it to the entire world.
所以中国要成为一个宣教的国家。
So China has to be a country on mission.
这几十年来国内家庭教会有许多的信徒有这样的一个负担，有这样的感动，把福音传出中国，传到回教国家，传回到耶路撒冷。
And for the past several decades, there are a lot of Chinese Christians in the family churches in China. They are determined to spread the gospel out of China, to enter into the Muslim countries and into Jerusalem again.
这许多的有感动的信徒就缺一点，就是对地理概念不怎么样。
Those Christians who were moved by the Holy Spirit, they unfortunately lack some common sense in the geography.
很多人走到新疆发现再走下去很难走。
A lot of the people, they actually enter the realm, the area of Xinjiang, but found that it is really hard to move forward.
今天很多人回头看的时候会暗暗的笑这一批的基督徒。
A lot of the people nowadays, when they look back at those Christians, they would secretly laugh at them.
笑他们有一股热忱，却没有多少概念。
They had the zeal, but they lacked some common sense.
问题不是他们，问题是我们。
However, they were not the problem. The problem is us.
今天有概念的信徒在哪里？
Where are the Christians who have the common sense?
今天有知识的信徒在哪里？
Where are the Christians who have the knowledge?
今天有本事的信徒在哪里？
Where are the Christians who has the ability?
今天有本事从新疆到阿拉伯用飞的信徒在哪里？
Where are the Christians who has the ability to fly to the Arabic countries?
我们说他们有心没有头脑。
We can say that they have the heart without knowledge.
那些有头脑的信徒有没有心呢？
But however, those Christians who have the knowledge, do they have the heart?
那些知道的信徒到底在哪里？
Where are the Christians who know?
我要讲一些比较严厉的话。
So maybe I'm speaking some severe words.
因为也是对我自己讲的。
These are the words actually also talking to myself.
这些知道的信徒是不是跑来美国了？
Have all these people, all these Christians who know, are they here in the United States?
他们是不是躲在美国？
Are they hiding in the United States?
这些有知识、有本事、有经济能力的信徒是不是躲在鱼肚子里头？
Are these Christians who have the knowledge, have the means, and who has the ability, are they hiding in the belly of the fish?
在鱼肚子里头感谢神。
Are they giving thanks in the belly of the fish?
感谢神，上个星期遇车祸没事。
I'm giving thanks that they were unharmed, escaping from the car accident last week.
感谢神，上个月生病，神医治。
And giving thanks to the Lord that last month they actually were able to recover from their sickness.
感谢神，去年工作丢了，神又给一份。
And they give thanks to the Lord that after their joblessness of last year, they were able to find another job.
今天有知识、有本事、有经济能力的信徒在哪里？
Where are all the Christians who have the ability, who have the knowledge, and who have the financial means?
他们是不是跑到蓖麻树下？
Are they hiding under the tree?
分神埋怨今年的夏天怎么那么热？
And complaining about the heat of the summer.
冬天怎么那么冷？
The coldness of the winter.
房子为什么住得不舒服？
And this discomfort of the houses.
交通为什么越来越糟？
And the worsening traffic.
还有一些跟神生气。
And some even are begrudging against the Lord.
神问他说，你这样子合乎理吗？
And God questioned them, does it do well? Are you doing well to be angry?
那人可以想出十个、十一个、二十个、三十个理由。
And this man would probably devise 10, 20, 30, 40 excuses.
他将神如此的要求是合乎理。
And to justify himself that he does well, to be angry.
我不是说不要为生活的事情向神求。
I'm not trying to tell you that don't pray to the Lord, for daily needs.
但是如果神在神这个普世的心里头，我们只为自己求，为自己感恩，为自己的小圈，在自己的小圈子里头闹，我们就是冤呐。
However, if we know that this God has the heart for the world, and we still dwell in our own little circle and only pray for ourselves and only give thanks for ourselves, we ourselves are Jonah.
我们若因为生活的事而得到神的看顾，我们感恩，愿意从此。来认识体会神爱神所爱的，然后愿意从我们生活的小圈子里头出来为神摆上，就是真门徒了。
However, if we, because of the blessings that we received, we're thankful, and we have the heart to understand, to get to know this God, who has the heart for the world, and to really, because of the faith to him, that we're willing to get out of our little circle, and to haveThe same heart as God, to have the heart to embrace the entire world, and we are truly His disciples.
要放广我们的视野。
We have to open our eyes.
不要在鱼肚子里面一本正经说救恩出于耶和华。
And stop saying this cliche that salvation comes from the Lord.
不要在蓖麻树下说我如此的要求是合乎理。
And do not stop from saying under the tree that it is, I do well to die, I do well to be angry. We have to get out of the belly of the fish and go. And we have to get up from the shade of the plant. God doesn't necessarily go and call you to be the missionary, but there is a possibility he actually calls you to be a missionary.
早期的宣教士都是最杰出的人才去的。
The early missionaries, they are the very best.
可惜今天最杰出的人才都在蓖麻树下遮太阳。
However, the very best elite of the society, they are hiding. All of them are hiding under the tree.
我不晓得主的爱像那首诗歌讲的有没有像那夏虫在一直叫，像那个春蝉一直吐丝，在那你的心中一直在催促你。
May the love of God, just like the lyric says, there is the love constant like the cricket cries, filling up the midsummer skies, and like the endless string of the silkworm. And may the echo of God's voice urges you to move on.
约拿还知道一件事。
There is another thing that Jonah knew.
约拿知道他过去属灵的生命是一个多荒唐、多矛盾的事。
Jonah knew that his previous spiritual life is such a life, full of such a ridiculous and conflicting life.
为什么我会这么说？
Why do I say so?
因为约拿书是约拿写的。
Because Jonah actually is the author of this book.
他用很讽刺、取笑的方法在描写他自己。信仰的荒唐跟矛盾。
Out of sarcasm, he was ridiculing. He was ridiculing. His spiritual life.
他活生生的把他自己丑陋的样子摆在我们面前。
And he so vividly presented his utter ugliness in front of us.
也只有借着一个人表白自己信仰的荒唐跟矛盾，才能让读者能够开始思想自己的信仰。又有多真诚。
Only through a sincere manifestation of this ridiculous and conflicting faith of Jonah can we really fasten and starting to ponder over ourselves, our spiritual life, our faith also as ridiculous as Jonah's.
他也提醒我们神是蛮有恩典的，神是神的爱从来没有放弃他。
And Jonah also ponders over God, who is such a God with abounding love and grace, and God has never forsaken him.
在神丰盛的恩典跟爱中，他要约拿回转。
In the abundant love and grace, God plead to Jonah for him to repent.
不要只爱让他舒适的东西。
This is.
不要只爱惜那些让他舒适的东西。
And stop loving only those that made him comfortable.
要更爱失落人的灵魂。
But to love more the lost souls of men.
一首歌我们来唱啊。
So let's sing the song together.
英文的翻译就只是翻译，不能不太容易唱啊，我们就唱中文。
And the English translation is not a singable lyric.
唱的同时，我们要预备我们今天的圣餐。
So let's sing in Chinese, and as we sing, may we prepare our hearts for the communion today.
主的爱为我们舍在十字架上，我们要如何来跟随主
？And God has forsaken His body for us in His love. And how can we follow Him because of His love on the cross?
圣餐是为凡已经受洗的基督徒预备的，所以等一下我会传到当中好几个地方，然后我们唱歌的时候，唱第二遍的时候，你就可以上来拿。
And the Holy Communion are for those who haven't baptized, believing Christians who haven't baptized. So I'm going to pass out the Communion to different islands of the sanctuary, and as we started singing a second stance, you can come forward to take your communion.
我请 Michael 先从头到尾弹一遍的时候，我把这个饭拿下去，然后我们来唱一遍。第二遍的时候，大家就可以上起来拿。
So Michael is going to play the music first, and afterwards I'm going to pass out the communion. And as we sing the second time, you can come forward and take the communion.
唱慢一点，慢一点。无论何处去，我 在文明大城市，在深山野林，众灵魂同样宝贵，在主眼中，无论何处去，我心已被托，主啊主，我爱你心所爱，无论何处去，我心已被托，主在文明大城市，在深夜里，众灵魂同样宝贵，在主眼中，无论何处去，我心已被托，主啊主，弟兄姐妹们，这是饼杯，主的身体，主为我们所流的宝血。
Brothers and sisters, these are the bread and the blood, the body of Christ that has been broken for us, and the blood of Christ that He has shed for us.
他为我们舍命，使我们得到这救恩。
He forsook His life for us so that we were able to get the salvation.
他为我们舍命，也是要叫我们不再为自己而活。
And He also forsook His life for us so that we will no longer live only for ourselves.
乃是为我们死而复活的主活。
But living for the Lord who died and rose from the death.
但愿我们心能够预备妥。
And let us prepare our hearts.
能够跟随主无论到何处去。
That we can follow Him wherever He goes.
无论是在大城市，
whether in the big cities,
或在深山野林,
or the countries of forests.
我们不是说我们不到大城市,
it is not to say that we are not going to the big cities.
我们也不是说我们不到深山野林,
and not to say that, it is not to say that we are not going to, the country or the forests.
我们乃是说我们要跟随主,
but we are to say that we are to, going to follow Him.
无论到何处去,
wherever He goes.
求主帮助我们能够爱主属心所爱的。
And may the Lord help us to love those He loved.
天父，我们感谢你，是你的恩典把我们带到这里成为你的儿女。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. It is your grace that you call all of us to come here to be called your daughter, to be called your children.
你舍命让我们能够成为你的儿女。
And you forsake your life so that we can be followers of you.
让我们也能够把我们一生摆上。
And help us to give you all our lives.
不再犹豫。
And that we stop being double-hearted.
不再只是知道。
And not only that we know.
而愿意出去。
But we are also willing to go.
感谢你祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起来领用。
Let's partake.
汤米弟兄会到你们那里收你们手中的这个杯。
Brother Tommy is going to collect all the empty cups from you.